Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hee-Wan Lim. In the news today, the new MMSD superintendent, Joe Gothard, visits staff and students at Henry David Thoreau Elementary School. Gothard grew up in Madison, graduating from MMSD and working as a teacher, coach, principal, and administrator in the district before becoming superintendent of St. Paul Public Schools. Gothard's top priority is to make connections between schools and the community, especially since making those connections could help close achievement gaps for students. Gothard is set to begin in his new role as superintendent by July 1st, but will begin entry phases on May 20th. Reporting for WSUM News, I'm Hee-Wan Lim. In national news, O.J. Simpson is announced dead. Ray Kirsch has the story.
O.J. Simpson, a decorated football player and Hollywood actor, died at 76 years old. Simpson was born in 1947 in San Francisco. He was originally acquitted of charges in 1995 that he killed his former wife and her friend. He later was found liable in a separate civil trial in 1997, where he had to pay $33.5 million. A decade later, Simpson was convicted of armed robbery in addition to other felonies. He was imprisoned at age 61 and served 9 years in a Nevada prison. Simpson played football for the University of Southern California and the Buffalo Bills. He played 11 NFL seasons. In 2016, ESPN released a five-part documentary about Simpson. According to Simpson's attorney, he died on April 10th in Las Vegas. A message posted to X, formerly known as Twitter, said that he died after beating cancer. For WSUM News, I'm Ray Kirsch.
Thanks, Ray. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hee-Wan. The 13-22 women's softball team plays their second home series of the season this weekend against the 20-15 Ohio State Buckeyes. With both teams at 2-7 in conference, a three-game series is a great opportunity for both these squads to get back on track with a month left this season. In pro sports was another day and another deep fly for the Brewers' Christian Yelich, who went yard for the fifth time this season yesterday as the Brewers took down the Reds 7-2. Yelich's five bombs ties him for third place in the majors. Obviously, a lot of season left, but so far so good for the 8-3 crew and their hard-hitting team leader. Today's game in Cincinnati got rained out, but the Brewers will be back in Baltimore tomorrow at 6 o'clock. From WSUM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesbrick.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hee-Wan Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.